This is PodTech News for Wednesday, June 28th. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Convergence of online video sharing sites and traditional network TV is happening faster than you think. Wildly popular online video site YouTube has teamed up with NBC in a cross-promotional deal, the companies confirmed on Tuesday. And Time Warner Inc.'s Warner Brothers announced Monday it plans to sell movies and TV shows online via Gooba.com. PodTech News called Andrew Frank, a research director who analyzes media for Gartner Inc. Andrew, although it's early in the game, I wonder if you can help us make sense of these partnerships. What's in them for the networks, and what's the advantage for the online video sites?
Well, what I think is really interesting about especially the NBC deal is that it's really starting to blur the line between content and promotion. The videos that they're talking about putting on YouTube are really promotions for some of their primetime TV properties. And so it's interesting to think about how the line between advertising and content, which really defines sort of who pays whom for what, is really becoming very hard to read in some of these deals.
And what do you think that the video sites are going to get out of this?
Well, the video sites certainly are getting a level of attention and credibility that takes them way beyond just hobbyist video destinations for people who like to upload and browse homemade video. Now these are becoming legitimate distribution platforms. Clearly, as the networks pay more attention to them, they create a huge branding for themselves as well.
Online video sharing sites like YouTube have become popular mostly through their community aspects. Viral distribution is participatory, sort of more social networking than marketing. So now that traditional TV networks are getting into these online communities, how do you think it could affect the users of these grassroots communities? How do you think it could affect sort of the grassroots aspects of these sites?
Well, I think is when anything grassroots starts to become commercialized, you tend to get an effect that divides the audience between those people who think it's a good thing because it's elevating the level of content and so forth, and those who think it's a bad thing because it's the outsiders coming into the community and perhaps establishing a cultural trend that some people are trying to escape online.
Studios and record labels have been struggling with how to take advantage of internet distribution while fighting online piracy. Andrew, what kinds of issues, legal or otherwise, do you think we'll be seeing in terms of this tension?
Well, I think that you'll start to see a lot more attention return to a lot of the old disputes about digital rights management and what the role of that kind of software should be. The Gooba deal suggests that the content will be protected by Microsoft's DRM system, which obviously restricts some of the ways that you can use that content. And so I suspect that a lot of the disputes about that have been bubbling on for quite some time will start to get more attention again, and we'll see the ongoing debate between whether DRM should be used as a content protection mechanism or whether it should be used more as a tracking and accounting mechanism.
And I think the self-policing aspect is going to change. On YouTube, one of the things in the NBC deal was it was suggested that NBC may be able to patrol the entire site for evidence of any sort of rights piracy.
Right, and YouTube has been pretty quick about taking down things that people have complained about. On the other hand, I've heard stories about certain parts of an organization, say the promotional part, putting up videos that the legal department then asks them to take down. So clearly there's, again, that blurring of the line between what's promotional material that you want to distribute freely and what's protected material that you want to reduce or limit the distribution of.
what do you think about viral distribution versus viral marketing? In other words, the networks are obviously wanting to take advantage of the incredible power of peer-to-peer viral distribution and get in on the marketing aspects of that. Do you think this model is going to work from more of a kind of a top-down kind of content rather than a user-generated content?
Oh, I think that there's plenty of evidence that peer-to-peer distribution of commercials in particular is a pretty widespread and powerful activity that people do online. I think that commercials are probably perhaps the third most popular type of video to be shared among non-consumer-generated types. So I think that that's definitely a phenomenon that's not going away, and I think that there's a scenario that says that all distribution or most of distribution in the future will be viral. There's certainly stories about people who are being paid to become viral content distributors, as well as people who are just doing it out of passion for the content.
What other trends do you think we'll be seeing in terms of the convergence of traditional network outlets with online video sites?
Well, I think that as people start to become more mobile with their video consumption and they start to use either mobilely delivered content or things like iPods or even Slingbox or TiVo to go or things like that, you're going to definitely start to see more place shifting as well as time shifting of video, and I think you're going to start to see a resurgence of interest in getting video off the mobile and PC screens onto the big screen in the living room.
Thank you so much for joining me on PodTech News.
Thank you for having me.
Andrew Frank is a research director who analyzes media for Gartner, Inc. We reached him at his office in New York.